Today is Tuesday, May the 9th, 2017, the day before the general election in the Bahamas, and I've decided to narrate my column that appears in today's Tribune newspaper in an effort to stress the importance of the fact that young Bahamians matter most in tomorrow's general election. My grandmother passed away in January 2004. In the 2002 general election, she chose not to vote. I asked her, "Nana, why aren't you voting this time?" Her response was, "That's for y'all young people to decide now. Me? I soon be dead and gone." Nana read all the newspapers every single day, papers she bought with money she could ill afford to spend. And she walked a good mile or more to buy those newspapers every day. I recall with clarity and nostalgia how she would sit in the chair by the front door, bent over her own lap, looking down at the floor where the newspapers were spread open in front of her. She could, and usually did, tell everyone what was going on in the country. Nana had an inquiring mind. She often said she was supposed to be a detective, and eventually I believed her. It's amazing what you inherit from your ancestors, things you can't pass through your blood. If anyone saw me with Nana, no one would believe we were so closely related. She had a chocolate complexion and a hard Exuma accent. I was a yellowy beige with a private school standard English accent. Nevertheless, as though it was in her blood, I carried in mine her desire to know things, her thirst for information, and requirement for details. She wasn't college educated, but she taught herself important things. Politics, Bahamian politics, was one of many such things. Nana was a lifelong supporter of the Free National Movement, at least for as long as I can remember myself, and for as long as I can remember her voting or expressing her political opinion. She loved Hubert Ingraham, Cecil Wallace Whitfield, and Kendall Isaacs. She was a bit of an anomaly because back in the day you would find most older Bahamian people supported the Progressive Liberal Party. Not my Nana. She was never one to follow the beaten path. Something else she passed on to me. It was always clear where she stood, no matter who thought it contrary, and she was never shy about it. But at the end of her political leanings, Nana said she was not voting. She said it was for young people to decide. But she also clarified, they, FNM and PLP, all just alike anyhow. As I was deciding what I would write here for the eve of Election Day 2017, I got a letter from a 16-year-old Bahamian student outlining her views on politics from a youth perspective, focusing mostly on the purpose of and need for clear thinking in an election season. Still too young to vote, this high school student is paying close attention to what those of you over 18 will decide for her future in her country when you vote tomorrow. To summarize her message, the young people of the Bahamas want you to know that they care deeply about their futures as citizens of the Bahamas. She wrote, "I have recently taken up an interest in political science and was excited for this electoral season, as I am now old enough, 16, to understand and appreciate what is happening around me. Once Parliament had been dissolved, I was listening to every newscast and talk show that I could, whatever brought me some political action to think on. However, in traveling around New Providence, what I have observed about Bahamian elections and politics is disturbing. For a Bahamas that wants so much better for our future generations, our people have fallen under a spell of not being in a position to have better. There is a particular route that I travel every Saturday evening, and along this route, there are at least four different constituencies. Near a candidate's headquarters, the picture to be seen is always the same. Bahamian men and women drinking, smoking, partying. But the most interesting part of it is that I never once see the candidate. So, our way of campaigning for elections and getting the people ready to vote in the Bahamas is to leave them to get drunk and or give them money to get drunk on liquor, cigarettes, and dancing. These people who are promising to bring a better Bahamas, change the country, or give the people their time, plan on doing so by giving us a free taste of their luxurious lives and slowly breaking down our bodies and our willpower? Whether our problems include poverty and destitution or hopelessness, whatever the case may be, Election time is not the time to escape our problems with free alcohol and parties. Instead, we should be in our right minds waiting for election day to come so that we can make the choice that frees us from the dark state that we are in. At the end of the day, whether the PLP, FNM, DNA, or any other party wins or loses, the politicians are already self-sufficient and do not face a quarter of the problems our average Bahamian family faces. So it is up to all average Bahamians not to fall for the tempting tricks of politicians, but to choose the person or group of persons who will provide stability and a bright future for our generations to come. We do not have to stay in the darkness that surrounds us. My generation of youth is struggling. We are struggling because even now, we have to begin to decide whether we will continue to live in our home country or live abroad. We have been exposed to what the Bahamas could be but fails to be because our elders have given up on the possibilities of brighter days. Contrary to many beliefs, we want to stay home or come back to and live in the Bahamas. But how can we, if there will be nothing here for us but drunkenness, smoke, and partying? We, the youth of the Bahamas, need all Bahamians to help us now. Do not give up on our Bahama land. Do not give up our futures and our lives. We still want to have the better lives you dreamed we could. Sincerely, a 16-year-old Bahamian. I happen to have known this young lady from the time her mom carried her in her belly almost 17 years ago. It's so hard to believe she's now a young woman, just 1 year away from voting rights of her own. At her age, I and two of my high school friends worked the polls in 1992, when, like this young lady, we were just shy of voting age. It was wonderful to be around and be a part of such a changing political landscape in the Bahamas when an underdog opposition became the governing party. I have not had a chance to see this young letter writer or talk to her in a long time, and I had no idea that she took such an interest in government and politics. But it goes to show that you cannot discount the potential and the yearnings of young Bahamians. They have been indoctrinated in and exposed to political party affiliation since early childhood. But they can plainly see it, the status quo, has not benefited this country or their fellow Bahamians, certainly not for the long term. They want to know that you, every Bahamian 18 years of age and over, with voting rights and the power to change their futures for the better, care enough to provide them with an environment in which they can thrive long after you are gone. They hope for their people to show maturity leading up to and during the time they vote. The young people hope that you, their parents and guardians, will show a maturity that reflects your concern for their well-being and that doesn't depend on election eve rallies and rum and ranting to rile up the people in order to get them to go out and vote half-cut or hungover on election day. The young people of the Bahamas care about real issues, not rallies, but we often assume they don't or aren't paying attention, especially when we, the adults, don't care or aren't paying attention. Bahamian youth want leaders of substance who provide a sound plan for the way ahead. Leaders who incorporate them, young people of the Bahamas, into the plan for their own futures in the Bahamas. Young Bahamians want leaders who have shown a genuine interest in and support for young people, visibly demonstrating their commitment by including young people front and center in the voting choices at the polls on election day. It is all well and good to say you want the best for your children. But are you actually showing or proving that you do by throwing the power of your vote behind the candidate who most represents your children, their youth, their innovation, their potential as future leaders of the Bahamas? If you are saying that you care about your children by voting for people who don't represent them, be it in youthful appearance or youthful agenda, then what are you voting for? You yourself will only live another 30-odd years, if you're lucky, but your children have a lifetime to suffer the repercussions of the decision you make tomorrow on their behalf. And most often, what your children need, or what must be done for them, is something that is completely opposite to what you would do for yourself. When you go to cast your vote tomorrow, I beg you, think of your children and not of yourself.